Welcome to Will It Game, a podcast of stupid game creations from one board family. As always, I am Ryan Gutowski, joined today by
Rick White. Now, but seriously though, are you always Ryan Gutowski? Like,
I try to be.
Do you take on a different identity?
I try to be, unless I'm wanted for tax evasion.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. And today we have our guest judge, Josh Mills, the designer of Big Easy Busking. How are you doing, Josh?
I'm doing great. I'll go by Josh Mills, sometimes Joshua J. Mills, if it's on the internet. So you never know with me. I'm kind of all over the place.
It makes you stand out more. I know about that having a name that everybody else has thing. So yeah. You got to kind of fancy it up from time to time.
You throw on that middle initial and you instantly have a monocle. I mean, that's just how it works, right?
Oh, yeah. They mail it to you when you turn 11. They send you your monocle.
That's good.
Yeah, I mean, all of us are blessed with a name like Gutowski to be throwing around and make sure our faces stand out on the internet, you know.
Well, here's an interesting fact. My middle name is Michael because my mom was afraid that if people really hated Polish people for some reason in the future, I could just go by Ryan Michael.
Oh, well, there you go. Doing a little personal trivia here on Will It Game.
Yep. So, Josh, tell us about Big Easy Busking and tell us about this game that's coming to Kickstarter.
So, Big Easy Busking, coming from Rear Draft Games, is kind of an area control game where you're musicians in the streets of New Orleans playing for crowds, trying to earn money, right? That's how you're going to win. You're going to get the most money. You play over three different nights, and the trick to that is songs take different amounts of energy from different bandmates. So you kind of have, you know, you have your trumpet player, you have your sax player, you have your percussion and drums. You're going to pull energy off of them, put them onto the song. Hopefully the crowd reacts and has a good time. If the mood of the song matches the mood of the crowd, that's good. Okay. And then basically you're going to just do that to get some sweet tips at the end of the night. And then hopefully end up with the most pocket change when you head on home.
That's really cool. That sounds really good. So what are the dates for? Do you have the dates for the game yet on Kickstarter?
It'll hit Kickstarter February 11th, which is right around, you know, Fat Tuesday and all the Mardi Gras New Orleans madness. So, you know, nice. When you start seeing that pop up, jump on Kickstarter and throw some money at me. I'll be happy.
Yeah, like beads being thrown on the streets of Bourbon Street. We need you to throw some money at this Kickstarter.
Yeah.
Digital money. Don't throw coins at your computer monitor.
I'll take whatever you want to do. Like, if you just want to read the Kickstarter page and then be like, I don't know, find me, and then throw a quarter at my face, that's totally fine.
Somebody's going to get a Roland Nichols and send it to you. It's going to
suck. Hey, money is money. I'll take it.
That's true. So this is how it's going to work, Josh. We're going to pitch two terrible board games that we've created in our own brains, and then you are going to decide which game is the least terrible. And then we have another component of listeners on One Board Family at facebook.com/oneboardfamily. They can go on and they can vote for their favorite of the two pitches if they disagree with you for some reason. So, Josh, I'm going to go first, and you pick the theme of NES games, the Nintendo Entertainment System, the system that I first got when I was 6 years old.
Is there any special connection for you, Josh, to the NES?
Well, I also got it when I was 5 or 6 years old. My day job is making video games, and then that's what introduced me to the world of video games. So pretty strong connection there in terms of it basically changed my entire life.
No big deal.
Well, hopefully you're a fan of Dr. Mario, because my game is Dr. Mario. It's a filler card game that is basically a set collection card game. You're using these pills that have different color combinations, and players are drafting a single card out of a hand of cards and then passing their hand to the right or to the left, depending on the round, similar to Seven Wonders or Sushi Go, games that are pretty common that people know. Players will have to deal with viruses that can only be defeated by a set of four like colors. So you're going to want to hold on to those colors that you need to defeat the viruses. Before a round starts, players will actually draw four virus cards off the infection deck. Your opponents won't know what colors you're trying to collect. So it's kind of on the players around you to deduce what cards you keep taking from the hands of cards that are passing around the table. As you're collecting those cards, at the end of the round, you're going to be able to turn the cards in to defeat the viruses that you have, those four viruses that you have. Each virus is worth a specific negative number of points. So maybe one virus has -3, one has -5. You're going to want to make sure that -5 virus is taken care of before anything else. Make sure he's out of there. At the end of the game, the person with the highest score wins after 3 visits to Dr. Mario. And that is my game.
Ooh, that's good. Like, that's going to be hard to beat, I'm not going to lie. Here's a fun fact. I played Dr. Mario on Christmas. On my
this
Switch.
This Christmas.
This Christmas.
There we go.
Nice.
On my Switch. Because yep. it's on the NES Classics thing, but there's
hacking
a version.
Into your laptop really worked.
Yep, oh, yeah. And
that wasn't creepy at all.
And then what's fun is they actually will start you on the very last level with just mm-hmm. the viruses to go, and if you complete it, you actually see the end of the game, which no one I never even knew there was an end to the game.
Yeah, I didn't know either. Yeah.
What? That's yeah. crazy.
I just got it to the point where the music was so fast, it was just mind-boggling. So it was like, oh, guess I'm at the end.
I like that you've got only negative points here because, like, you're yeah. catching viruses, so the only thing you can do is die the least. It's
yes.
fantastic.
The least deadly. So, there you yeah. go. So everybody's going to get viruses. It's yeah. just how many viruses. So.
Right. Well, that's
so, Rick, what you got, man?
Well, you know, Dr. Mario... You know, you can play that if you're wanting to sit there and do a puzzly game, but that was not my jam when the NES was in our house. Our jam was more along the lines of my game, which is Battletoads Double Dragon, the game. Yes, I'm bringing in the mashup game that was released. I was leaning towards one or the other, but I was like, you know what? I can do both. So that's what we're going to be seeing here. This is a deck-building game similar to Harry Potter Hogwarts Battle, where you're all working together to defeat your enemies. So you'll be playing as either of the Lee brothers, who were Billy and Jimmy, or mm-hmm. you'll be taking on the role of one of the Toads, Zitz, Pimple, and Rash. Now, if you're looking back at those names and going, that's disgusting, you're exactly right. Why did yes. we? Why were we so excited about very disgustingly named frogs? I don't know. So each player is going to start off with a deck of cards that contains kicks and punches that do 1 point of damage each, and one special move that'll do maybe 2 or 3 damage, and each character will have their own kind of special move that kind of goes along with their character in the game. And then as you progress through the levels, which will be constructed from bad guy cards, kind of like the DC deck builder game,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. where you face the different bad guys, each level is going to have a unique structure. So the box will feature a bunch of cards, and you kind of have to draw the different enemies that you need for that particular level that you'll be facing. So there'll be some overlap, but you'll have some unique characters that you'll face each round. And of course, each level is going to have the end game boss that you find in the games that you'll have to face off against. You will each bad guy has their own attacks that can do damage to you and can cause you to have some side effects. Maybe you've gotten you've fallen down, or maybe you get knocked back and you have to, you know, move back forward before you can attack these people. But each turn that you take, you'll be playing cards from your hand to attack the enemies and bring down their hit points and try to take them out. And as you defeat enemies, you'll pick up coins or points or something. I haven't figured that part out. But these will upgrade you to new moves that you can add to your deck that'll be more impactful. Or you can use them to buy combo cards. So now with this combo, if you do like a punch, and a kick card all in one turn, you'll be able to do more damage to the enemy because it's a combo now that makes it more effective.
Nice.
Yeah. And so new moves are added to your deck. Combos are placed out in front of you. You'll be trying to take out these enemies and getting more and more points, and then of course trying to ramp yourself up to where you can take on the big bad guy that's at the end of the game or end of the level. And of course, if you want to kind of add a level of, you know, competitiveness, you can say whoever eliminated the most enemies during a level will be the one that wins. There's going to be 7 levels included in the game. And of course, we can do some expansion levels if you want to, or you can mix and match enemies as you want to create your own battle-tested, you know, group. Maybe you do a bunch of bosses with souped-up characters or something, mm-hmm. and you're keeping track as you go from level to level. I don't know. It's up to you. Enjoy the game the way that you want to. But that gentlemen, is Battletoads Double Dragon, the game.
Oh, yeah. All right. Here's the thing about Battletoads. I love Battletoads. So Rareware made some of the best games on the NES and all the way to the 64 until Microsoft bought them.
Yeah. And then things got sad after that.
Things got a little sad. But they still do good stuff. They see a Thieves, whatever. But anyway, they're the golden age. But Battletoads has some of the – now, this isn't Battletoads Double Dragon, but Battletoads has some of the best pause music, which gets stuck in my head like every – at least once a year. And it's
yeah.
– Oh, snap. I remember that now. That. And now it will be stuck in my head.
Mm-hmm. And this is going to be really hard for me.
I appreciate the contagious mind invasions that are happening here.
That's good.
I wasn't with you until the combos. Until you started, you know, where it was punch, punch, kick, and it did that huge kick where the foot got really big.
Like, oh,
I could see that happening.
Or the fist. And also, the hammer fist that comes down.
Yeah. And I forgot to mention that there's also going to be cards in there that let you throw enemies off the level because, you know, that was a big fun part of it. You'll have the, I know it was just a Battletoads thing. They're all mixing around in my head. I need to go sit down and just play them for a while. But, you remember the big gold thing with the big long legs that you could get the stick from?
The stick's totally going to be in the game.
Yeah. Cause
you
it would
can totally pick up the stick. Yes.
Yes. All right. I think we should just stop and go play Battletoads.
Yes. Yeah, let's all go play Battletoads. We'll come back. We'll finish the recording and that'll be how it works.
Josh, it's decision time.
Decision time.
Seems like it's going to be a tough one.
It is. It's actually really a tough one because the Dr. Mario, the card game Pandemic Edition. Is really clean and is really clean, straightforward. And I can see us actually getting cards together and playing that tomorrow.
Chill. Yeah.
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 Battletoads has Battletoads in it.
You're not wrong.
I'm not
this
wrong.
This is the fact.
Also, it's Double Dragon. It's between the combos and the negative points because the negative points really intrigues me. I like the idea of playing a game where I just want to have the least amount of negative points.
Right.
Yeah.
But I really like doing the big combos and the pause music. I would get that pause music stuck in my head for days if I was playing Battletoads. With that in mind, Dr. Mario, the card game, is going to take it.
Oh, man.
Wow, this was a good one. I feel like this was a real battle here.
Yeah, there you go.
A real battle. I can see that game being played. I also really like the idea of negative points. I love that.
I'm just worried that like the execution on it when it gets made by USAopoly is not going to be great. Like we're going to have something that doesn't work as well. We love you, USAopoly. Please don't hate us.
As long as it has Amiibo support, I'll be fine.
That would be awesome.
That would be pretty cool. It comes with an exclusive Dr. Mario Amiibo.
Oh, I would give anything for USAopoly to make a board game that used the Amiibos.
Oh man,
we're gonna do the Nintendo version of this game where you have to buy it every time a new system comes out.
There we go.
It'll be the exact same game, but just you know to what make I'm, it compatible you know what with I'm your waiting new table.
For, you know what I'm waiting for is to actually see one of these games take on like a life of its own. You know, one of these stupid games we're pitching. Do you remember, Rick, the very first episode, I think first or second episode, you made a joke about a pimple popping game that was like, okay, that hit store shelves like 3 to 4 weeks later. It was already in production. It was already done, but like neither one of us had any idea that it existed.
So what we're saying is, come on, Dr. Mario, let's make this happen.
It can be a thing. So cool. Dr. Mario won today. Josh, thanks for joining us. Where can people find you on the internet?
People can find me at Joshua J. Mills on Twitter, Gmail, Instagram. That's you just type that into the internet and you'll find me. And don't forget, February 11th, Big Easy Busking, Kickstarter. Super fun game. Takes place in New Orleans. Check it out.
Get on it. Cool. And remember, you all listening, remember to go over to facebook.com/oneboardfamily and vote for your favorite. The poll will stay up for 1 week from the release of this episode. Are you voting for Dr. Mario by me or Battletoads Double Dragon, the game from Rick White? Be sure to vote. Give us your feedback. We love hearing what you guys think about these stupid game pitches. And until next time, we'll see you at the table.
Punchboard Media,
where we all
bring something
to the table.
Pull up a chair
at punchboardmedia.com.